bit of a change in pace. Sort of, we'll do a stick on the Siva Tshuva for the Sefesme Tshuva. It's only appropriate. So I want to do not at the counterintuitive Kuflin Beis, the one that doesn't start with a Perek. Actually, the so this Amaral Sefer is called Nesivas Olam. It deals with different inyanim, different midas, most of it. And Nesiva Tshuva is one of the Nesivim, the Perek Beis. So he's being Mazba Gemara in Yom Kippurim. Perek Yom Kippurim. Amrav Chamer Chanina, Gdoyla Tshuva Shemeviya Refuah Loilam. Shenema Shuvu Banim Shevavim Erpo Mishevasa. So it says one of the things, there's a whole list of the Gemara, what Tshuva is great. One of the things Tshuva is great is that it brings a refuah to the world. Not clear if the Pshat Gemara, it's machlokes in the Farshim, where the refuah means it brings other refuah as a schar, so to speak, for Tshuva. In other words, refuah in the physical sense, or there's some sort of nekuda of refuah. In other words, Tshuva itself is kind of a spiritual refuah. And that's going on, obviously, Erpa Mishuvasam, I will heal their wandering away, and so on. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Rami, Ksiv Shuv Banu Shavavim, Dimikor Shavavim Atem, Ksiv Erpa Mishuvaseichem. So in one place it's Mashma, that it's Ke'ilu, completely healed. One pasuk it's Mashma, it's healed, but not totally. Loikasha Kamavikim Yir. Skip two or three lines. Dalachot. So the tshuva, the av and yira part, he's going to deal with later. I don't think we'll get to it, but I want to focus more on the first part, the musig of the refuah involved in tshuva. Dalacha, ka tshuva li adam mitzad ka adam nivra baschalase b'loi chet. Tshuva comes to a person because a person was born without chet. Because shehu shav al Hashem yisbarach az adam chayz al chalasei. And when a person does tshuva, he goes back to his to the beginning. So he says, Amaral says, tshuva and refuah are equal. Both of them go back to where it was before, and that way they're similar. I want to get a little bit into this Indian, talk a little bit about this, because I'm just on the surface of it, it seems to be kind of not saying much. He's saying both of them means basically something was bad and then became good and everything's okay. That's in two words, basically that's what it says. I want to go a little bit into the Indian because it's in other words, it's a facet of tshuva that I think has an important nekuda to itself, and it's an Indian. There's a shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Psachim, Samaches. Bechla, let's talk a little bit about the Inyan of Refuah. It says, Rapo Yurafe, Mikan Shenitin Rishus L'Roifu L'Rapos. How do we know a doctor is allowed to heal somebody? Because it says, Rapo Yurafe. Now, the Pasta Shaila, in other words, what's the issue? The issue seems to be as if a doctor is doing something, intervening in something, but all of life, I mean, we're sitting and starving. We have the option of plowing the field and making food. No one comes along and says, well, who says you should plow the field? If I can struggle, well, what do you have food? He'd send the man down. It's part of Vasavta Ganechas, it's part of life. A person has a roof in his house. He could say, listen, if a Kashbrogo wants people to fall off the roof, they'll fall off anyway, and if not a hurricane, I'll take them off, and so on. The Torah says, there's a mitzvah says, to make a mica. The Torah doesn't, there's nothing in the world of teva which is excluded from what a person ought to do, needs to do, despite the fact that Kashbrogo's in the picture. So why is refuah different? And actually, it's interesting, the Ramban says, I'm not sure. The Ramban says in refuah itself, it depends on what madrega you are. If you're in a very high madrega, you're allowed to not use a doctor. You're allowed to say, I'm depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know if it correlates with Shevet Levi, who are allowed to have bitochen. I don't know. It seems especially in your refuah. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar brings an interesting shita. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says that the only type of refuahs you're allowed to engage in are refuahs on illnesses caused by something outside. Somebody broke a leg, somebody got hit by something, somebody cut himself. But those things that a person that are sort of organic doesn't have the heter. On that it says, Ani Hashem Rofecha. We obviously don't pass like it, but it's very interesting in you. Why? Why of all the normal physical activities is this unusual? It's you know. The Gemara says the following. Rava Rami. There's a pasuk in Hazinu, just read it. It says, Ani omis va'achye, ani mechatzdi v'ani erpa. Pasuk says, I've killed and I bring life back again. I crushed and I will heal. So they ask the obvious question. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he brings death and he brings back to life again. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Chiyas Amesim. And then he says, I crushed and I will heal. Well, it's a Kal V'Chaymeh. If you can do Chiyas Amesim, then certainly you can do. It almost sounds like a doctor once said, you know, I can't do much for the cold, but if you neglect it and it becomes pneumonia, I've got some really good things for it. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will, you know, I can do Chiyas Amesim, and I can also heal. So the Gemara is the Kasha. Ella, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashani Meimis, Ani Mechayek, Moshe Mechatsuni Erpa. So one pshat is, it's a Raya. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rofi Cholim, that's something that we see. By the same token, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Meisim. It's sort of an analogy, which is strange. I mean, Baruch Hashem, Derech HaTeva, we have many doctors, and they heal sick people. Chiyas HaMeisim is kind of a lost art. I mean, we're not aware of many people that do Chiyas HaMeisim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'll prove to you I'll be Mechayim Meisim. Just like I healed the people that got sick, so I'll be Mechayim Meisim. I mean, look around all over. There's plenty of Bianca Galinsky once said he's a maggid of sorts in Eretz Yisrael. He's very sharp and humid and very funny. So he said that he was sitting at a bar mitzvah. This was in Nebrak, and it was a table full of Rosh Hashivas, and Dr. Rothschild walked in. He's the local doctor. He's the head of the hospital there. He's a very fine person, and they cleared off Rosh Hashiva and put him onto the head table. So he got very annoyed, and he said at first it bothered him, but then he said he realized it's halachically appropriate, because it says a Rebbe is better than a father, because this person nevi'o l'chaylam hazeh, and his Rebbe is nevi'o l'chaylam haba. He says today's doctors are nevi'o l'chaylam haba also, so the male it is appropriate to sit there with the Rebbe, but after all said and done, he still needs a hesper. There's another one. The Gemara says another pshat. One is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same person that kills brings to life, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it's the same, it's not a different malach, so to speak, which is interesting. And then the last one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is first Mechayim Meisim, and then he's Merapi Cholim. In other words, anyone who died with some sort of illness, with some sort of deformity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him back to life, and then cures the deformity. And it needs an explanation. What's the point of it? Again, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's niflos, Chiyas HaMeisim does it. What's the point of the structure of doing that first and then doing that second? So a little bit of a Peldic Gemara. This Pasuk brings the Sheirish of Chiyas HaMeisim together with Refuah, which again for us is, yes, obviously you become sick and you die, but it's two worlds in terms of, one is a nace that is completely out of the realm of Teva. One is something that's part and parcel of the Metzius Debriya. People get sick, people can get healed. It's part of the Teva, and it's part of something we can participate in, and so on and so forth. So I want to explain it. And the Maral says it. We'll leave the Maral aside in a minute. The Maral speaks about it in Tshuva. We'll leave that aside. We'll get to it later. The Maral used it as a muscle in different places. What I'm saying, the Maral used in different places, but he speaks more about it when you get tshuva. I want to try to explain just the point itself in Refuah. For instance, if a person has a piece of clay, and the piece of clay is shaped, it comes in a box, in a little Play-Doh box, then you make a little bear out of it. It's not going to go from the bear and become a little cylinder of dough. There's no reason for it. It was first a cylinder of dough, then it was that. On the other hand, if you take a spring and you pull it, it'll snap back to its original shape. The difference is that one has a built-in shape that it's metzias, and everything else is a distortion of it, and one is and one doesn't have an inherent shape, so it can't snap back to anything because it doesn't have what it should snap back to. Let's go a step further. Let's say somebody takes that spring and applies enough pressure and pulls it out so that whatever tension there is has been changed, and now it's a straight cord. It won't snap back because he's changed the teva, and its real teva was just metal atoms that the way it was coiled was that had been imposed on it, and therefore it's not going to snap back anymore. Whatever the Rambam says that Maisei Nisim changed back, it says the Mata became the Nachash Mata again, because things that everything has a teva. A teva means it's atomistic and mitzvah. Anytime you distort it, it still has its atomistic and mitzvah. And when you take off the pressure, or you take off whatever's changed or distorted it, it's going to come back to its matzav again. The world of refuah is built, in other words, the mitzvah of refuah in the world is built on a nekuda that a Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the teva of things, that it has an inherent teva, and that is its metzias, and you can distort it. For instance, let's say there's a cut on a body. Now, if the body was like Play-Doh, so before it was not cut skin, now the skin has cut in it. There's a nekuda in the teva of the person that recognizes what a real person is supposed to look like and says, this is a distortion. As soon as the knife takes away, it brings it back to its original nekuda again. In other words, refuah is an extraordinary nekuda in teva. It means things have an atzmistik and mitzias. There's something in the body in the kuda that has an understanding of what the body is at whatever level it is. Understanding is a metaphor. You understand. It's not something cognizant. It's a metzias, and the thing comes back to its it writes it back again to its metzias. For those of you who are on the older side, remember the older computers, when a computer would get Lolena stuck in a program, it was Yemunach Chevalyo. The thing froze, and until you pulled the plug on it and lost whatever you had on it, there was nothing doing. At some point, they put a little man into the computer, and he stands above it all. He knows what the computer is supposed to be like, and when something stands in one place for too long, he strokes his beard and says, is there anything wrong? Who should I knock out? Which program? The pshat is, there's a core program that has a picture of what should be going on, and therefore, because if you knock out the core itself, or there is no core, it's not going anywhere. Once the processor froze and it has contradictory instructions, unless there's something there that's sort of a pattern that it falls back to, a default program, it's not going anyplace. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria a metzius, a teva, which was really the teva atzmi of the Bria, And that is where refuah comes from. So it's a completely different world than any of the other things that we, than any other physical arrangements and needs and so on. Food is something we add to the guf. Shelter, protection, a mica, begodim, all of those are the externalities and things that are added. They're not atzmius. And that's the difference between the mahalach of asafta gadnecha, where a person is allowed to and should do tevedekeh in yanim to support his guf, versus refuah, which is very, very different. And atkere kaptat, remember, chayez mechalik between an atzmistic illness and an external illness. An external illness belongs to the same world of mica and vasafta gadnecha, and that's fine. Whereas an internal illness is something that is a problem where it strikes at the atzmius, and that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The atzmiistic teva of things is something that is bidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that belongs to his realm. Now, Tchiyas HaMeisim is the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that. There's a whole series of raya's and sukkim of Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Gemara also brings a series of dialogues. One dialogue goes, somebody told, I think it was Tugvia ben Sisa, he said, Vaylei Chayvun, woe unto you who believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's such a foolish belief, because Madoch, those people who had lived, died, certain people who died will not live again. That was his argument. To which, I think it was Gvir Ben Sisa, counted, and he said, Madoch, those who were not here yet, came into the world, those who are here certainly are there. The pshat is that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave something a metzias of existence, that becomes its core nature. It's an oimek in understanding that death is somewhere counter to teva. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave chayim into the world. So if you ask yourself, what's the atzmiistik and the kuda of things in this world, it's chayim. That's the atmis of the teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, misa is an intrusion, it's a distortion of a person's real metzias. It came about through chet, and it distorted what a person is. And b'meila bal karchach, mikoyach hateva, mikoyach the fact that things come back to where they really are, just like those. I forgot what you call them, that you can knock down the dummies, you knock them down, they bob up again, the weight on the bottom. It's the same thing. The person dying is it's a sort of distortion of his chayis, and the neila bal karchok is going to come back up again. That was the argument. So mitzad, if we look at teva, we say the teva, the world is, the etzim things are inorganic, the etzim things are just earth and dust. For something to become living is a distortion of its metzias, and therefore, once something dies, there's no way in which it can come back again. Masha'en kein, we deherit the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave chayim into the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a metzias that's the tether, and any distortion of it must get undone. That's the nekuda where Memis and Mechaya and Mechatzin Erpa are of the same nature. In other words, just like the Teva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the Bria has a kiyum, it expresses itself both in the koyach of refuah. And let's think through a second the argument. The koyach of refuah means that a person has that little task manager that it's mitzvahs. The core of a person is a mitzvahs of Adam Shalom, and therefore, whenever something small happens to it, it's going to right itself. By that same token, if the entire guf is gone, that nekuda of chiyus is above guf. So just like it supplies the teva for refuah, it supplies the teva for chaim as well. That's the tzusha of the Gemara. And that's the reason why we ask why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will first make chiyus amazing. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make, will be rapid at home, like it says here, over here. The answer is because it's a bigger gilui. If a person is born Olena with a balmum, so our understanding is, well, that's his teva, he was born a balmum. But it's not like that. Every single Adam is a branch of Tzuras Adam Bechlalis. Tzuras Adam is Shalim. Just like if a person who is well a living, and then there's a gzeir of illness on the person, we see that as being counter teva. Mum and all sorts of things like that are also counter teva. And Benela, the first gilu is he goes back to what he was as a living being, and the deeper gilu is that he goes back as Adam b'shleimusay, because the core of the core is that shleimus. That is the inyan of refuah. As in understanding it a little bit deeper, in the sense that it's not a patch on something, it's the other way around. It's a gili of a panemius. There's a fascinating Rabbi Nebuchaya. Rabbi Nebuchaya says, whenever refu is mentioned in Adam, it's with a dogish, rape yirape. It's rapo yirape with a dogish, which means in Lashon Kodesh, it's a very strong act. It's interventionist of sorts, like Shiber versus Shavar and Shimer versus Shamar and so on. It's the peel. It's a very strong binyan. By Adam, wherever it says refuos Adam, the lashon that's used is always it's rafe. It's rafe. It sounds strange. We think Shprach is like a real fantastic doctor, and we're kind of shvacha doctors. Lashon, no. Every refuah of Adam is interventionist by nature. The person has a bacteria, we send a cannon to blast the bacteria. It's not the pshat that we appeal to a deeper nekuda of chiyus in the person. When a person gets well himself, what happened was the guf itself broke through and so on. We strike at the machla. So it's a strong lashon. It always has a side effect to it. There's no such thing as intervening without getting some side effect, but most of the time it's worth it. Masha'ika HaKadosh Baruch Hu's refuah is rafa, meaning it's not noticed, it's not a conquest of it, but it's rather a gilui of the inner koyach hachiyus of the person that comes out. That's refuah. I want to, our inyan is not refuah, it's tshuva, and I want to talk about that nekuda. The Maral says in Gur Aryeh, he speaks about it, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam HaRishon. Where did he make Adam HaRishon from? He took the offer of Adam HaRishon from the from under the Mizbeach. Why? It should be a kapara. It should be always mechapa. It says Tshuva was created 2,000 years before the world was there. We say Hashiveinu, that the day of Kit comes our mitzvah, the first Ma'ariv, he says Hashiveinu. It seems almost as if tshuva is part and parcel of life. We start the year off with Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So we would think of it in terms of, but it's very strange that there's a world of tshuva and it's going back on things that, I mean, it's almost as if we can never get it right. A person should kol yomecha should be b'tshuva. It says shav yomecha sein misascha, but a person says no kal v'chayma, every day will be a day of tshuva. What does that mean? Tshuva is supposed to be whenever there's a problem. So yes, we always have problems and always this, but it almost seems as if it's never right. And how could tshuva be a mahalach of that's so permanent? You know, if a person needs it, he needs it. It's like, I don't know, it's like aspirin. Most of us will need aspirin over our lifetime. It's a good thing to have in your medicine chest, but it's not something that we would say people live on aspirin. It's not, it shouldn't be l'chatchila. It should be b'di'evet. So yes, we do need a lot of b'di'evet. It doesn't seem like that. So the Maral, when he speaks about it, he asks, I mean, what shayach to say the makom is be'ach? There's no makom. I mean, the makom is be'ach. The mizbeach not the chap until there's karbonis on it, and the karbonis wouldn't be for a long time in coming. So Maral's masbe pretty much complements what he says over here. The mahalach of tshuva is not fixing what you did wrong. The mahalach of tshuva is being megala within the person the deeper nekuda that hasn't been affected by the chait. Just like if a person has a tree or whatever that's growing and there's a part that's diseased or a part that's not going straight, one of the things you do is you cut the limb under that, and your assumption is the next one that will grow right, because the body naturally, like we said before, has a teva to push it right. The world of tshuva does not start with chet. When Chazal said that tshuva was created 2,000 years before the world, what it means is not, it means that tshuva is not a remedy for aveira. It is a remedy for aveira, but that's not the sheirish of tshuva. The sheirish of tshuva is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create us as a piece of clay with no inherent shape or tzura or anything. Today it's very big on creating materials that have quote unquote memory, meaning it has some sort of built in tzura that's its native natural tzura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a built-in nekudah of toiv that is its very sheirish. In other words, if we're to strip away everything, we're not left with nothing. We're left with that sheirish, that's toiv. Tshuva comes from a certain place. And that's what he says. The Maral explains by Richus. Adam was created from the offer from the mizbeach. Rav says the makam mizbeach is miyuchad. The Rambam says the makam mizbeach is very meduyik. Chuvin hates everything is the lashon of Rambam. Of all the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, they had locations, but not very specific places. Mizbeach had a very specific place. There was shitin there and so on. The Maral says that the yichud of the makam mizbeach is that it represents the midpoint of the world. In other words, everything, what defines a midpoint is, or I say, well, flip side, the midpoint has no deviation to it. Anything but the midpoint is characterized by some deviation. It's 3 points to the right, 3 points to the left, 3 points north, south. It's there's some sort of already going away from the essence thing itself. And so when a tree grows, it's wonderful that it grows, but what grows is not the core anymore. The makom of Yetziras Adam is from the core of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon and the Bria. It comes from the very core of it. So that when, if a person becomes misaligned, you can cut down till the very, very sheirish, and it has where to restart from, because at the very core of it, the person himself is tight. So the Maral says over here, that's what the Maral is saying over here, that let's read inside. Umipneze ru'uya v'kasho da'alecha ki atshuva hi la'odom mitzad ka'odom niver v'atcholosev lo'ichei v'kasho shuva la'shem yisbarach. So the person's tchila, meaning his tchila means his sheirish of the outchait, and when he goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a process of going back to his aschola. Karafua gamkein shushov lios kibet chila. Refuah is a going back to your natural state, and tshuva is going back to your natural state. V'chashev ne'odem oisim tshuva v'chayzas chalosam. Ha'oilam gamkein chayzas chalosam l'tagnol kilkul shuvaylam. It's bringing the world back again to a matzav of being metakin, it's going back to cherish. L'fikach oma g'doyla tshuva shemei v'fuul olam.
I want to add a few points, I guess, kind of v'negea to us and so on. Most of us, we're not young yeshiva bachim anymore. When you're young in yeshiva, you think you'll change the world, you'll change yourself, you'll become a kivega or minimally chazanish, and so on. And you know, and at some point you get older and you kind of get settled, and that's that. And the drive, I mean, you know, we definitely change, we want to do good things, so on and so forth. There's another point also that kind of bothers us. Most people, down deep, we understand and believe that we ought to be who we, quote-unquote, really are, and we ought not to try to be what we're not. And again, that's a certain maturity. A young person is unbridled ambition, and he fantasize, he'll be who knows what this that. He gets older, and he also begins to realize it has a value to be who you are and what you are, and so on and so forth. And then tshuva becomes perceived as a process. You know, at some point you get older and things just don't heal anymore that rapidly, and it pushes as strong as it used to, and so on. And it also seems kind of always tshuva, and so on. It's a whole new mahalach. It's a whole new perspective that the Maharal is opening up. The fact that a person can change, you can't change. The answer is because down deep, we do have our very cherish is toif. And that is what makes it all possible. So just like a person who's very ill, you keep giving medication. For instance, let's compare two things. If a person has a car, and as the car begins to age, it begins to fall apart. And if you have the money, at a certain point, where the fixing that you have to do to the car, and the what it costs you a new car, those lines cross over, and you get yourself a new car. That's that. Finished. If you can't afford it, so you don't afford it, so you keep putting patches. But the mahalach sichli is, at a certain point, it becomes a lot more costly to fix it, and it's not getting better, so on and so forth. With a person, l'habdil, we have a different attitude. So one thing is obviously the preciousness of a person's life, and so on. That's the obvious one. But there's a deeper nekudu also. People, materials don't surprise. They are what they are, and they fall apart. It's a one-way direction. People rejuvenate. People remiss. There are things in a person's metzias. If it's koyach, you don't. In an old car, you have to fix the problems. In a person, there's always a sense if his own koyach achias will kick in, it'll start happening. It's true in refuah physically. It's true in the inyanim of ruchnias of tshuva. A person always has in himself, we never really stop feeling and thinking we could be good. People, as they get older, it's amazing. Even people who have been terribly fry all their lives, they start becoming firmer at some point. It's not the pshat. So it's the world says, well, you know, it's a kind of, you're scared of dying, you're getting soft in old age, and so on and so forth. Our perspective is very different. The perspective is there is an atzmius that's toiv. The issues, the problems, the chatoim, the averis, those are issues on top of the core. And they could be very tough ones. And we may never succeed in taking care of them. But the kerchis is there. The process of tshuva is not the tikkun on the outside things. It's trying to get the koyach chayim to kick in. Tchias ha-meisim is not accomplished by getting all the bones together and all the dirt together and pasting it together. It's by getting the life force, just like when you take what they call stem cells and you kick it chemically and it starts becoming, developing again. That's where it comes from. That's where it full comes from. The Mahalach of Avoda in Yom Neiroyim, it has in itself, especially in Kippur, has in itself obviously a very, there's a mitzvah tshuva to look at what a person's done wrong, to be mischari, to be misfada, to be kabul. Don't mean to make a rare from that, the kiyozech hashom. But there's also a sense Yom Neiroyim uplifts a person. And it's not a mikra, so to speak. It's not one thing plus another thing. The pshat is the only real takana for a person is if whatever rutzen of toiv, whatever pnimus of toiv a person has, begins to come alive and kick in. It'll be misakin already everything else. If a person feels strongly enough about, if you know, what he says, he'll stop speaking. Stopping to speak Lashon Hara doesn't start by muzzling himself on the outside. It starts by being repulsed at saying bad things, nasty things, etc. Learning doesn't start with the Kabbalah. It starts with the feeling of being obsessed with being an Amoritz. All of the tikkunim of tshuva, the word tshuva means to go back, to come back. Where was it good that we're going back to? The answer is at the core of ourselves. It's the core of the world and the core of ourselves. And Yom Neiroyim, the uplifting of Yom Neiroyim is part of that chelik. And that's why it is the real makom of tshuva starts with awakening, like Tchias HaMesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Yecheskel, HaTechyenu HaTzomus HaEla, do you think these bones will come alive? So Yecheskel says, Ata Yadata, you know, what was the dialogue? In other words, what's the dialogue teaching you? The answer is, you can look at an animal from the outside and tell you if it's a treif or not. But Tchias HaMesim, you have to look from the inside. In other words, HaTechyenu HaTzomus HaEla is not, Yecheskel's answer correctly was, it has nothing to do with the Atzomus. It starts with the Atzomus, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was Kairim on it, or in Vasa, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mefiach Ruach. But it started with HaKadosh Baruch Hu awakening them. It started with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mechaya them. So Tshuva has in itself, that's the hesbet that the Maral is giving, of the Gdoyla Tshuva Shumvira for Loilam. There are two parallel processes in the world that come from the very Sheirish of the Metzius of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria that at its core is existence. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Havaya, which means to exist, and his existence is immutable, the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made alive, like they answered, Tchias HaMesim is built on the fact that we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ke'ata Emes Advarcha Emes V'Kayim La'at. Whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu touched carries that same quality, and B'Meila, it's an endowed quality of existence. In the physical world, Tchias HaMesim and Refuah is what we see, that things that were not became. A person had something cut, a person had a piece of flesh that was cut, and then it regrew itself, it rehealed itself. That's a gilui, that there's a panemius of existence of the person which keeps reforming itself and reasserting itself, so to speak. And in nefesh it's true. The toiv that's in a person that allows for tshuva and that prompts tshuva is the inner drive of the person that is the etzem toiv. And that's why avodah tshuva is a kolistik avodah. It's not only, it expresses something. It's just like the healing power in a person is always there. We see it when you cut something. But when a person wants to strengthen his inner systems, it's there. We notice it when it has to heal something. A person's inner sense of toiv is there. Tshuva is created by the expression of that toiv. And in a time of the year when a person has when it's a zman that's miyuchet for tshuva, both halves are functioning. One half is the half that is dealing with the specific issues, with the specific problems, and the Kabbalahs and the Viduyim, etc. And the second, and possibly the more permanent and the more the core avoda, is that a person allow the kechis to flare up again, and to bring refuah to his nefesh. Machshim atayva, and we should be zeicha too. It says the person is kol yom should be tshuva, but from days like this, we should have a sense of it, that the process of growing and the process of tshuva is a process of the person realizing himself. It's not a process of changing, not even a process of correcting. It's a process of allowing yourself to come out of whatever it's been encrusted with, and so on and so forth. Any questions or whatever? Okay, Maximo Taiva. Maximo Taiva. Well, I see old faces. Wow.
How does a child then tshuva by a day? The Rambam says, the famous Rambam, that you give him the Malkin of Pesach to the straight time. Because the etzim of the Yid is not good. And it's not able to hurt.
Actually,
so that would be mashma that a guy is nished.
I actually see two or three places that says that a guy doesn't have a mark. So the Yid from Ninveh.
Ah, Ninveh.
So since Ninveh was a specific zera, in other words, you can do a specific zera, but it's not
it's a medicine, it's like
way.
A medicine way of
it's like a patch, right, exactly. It's a patch, like I mean, external report, exactly.
I mean, it could also be like the early in the shit that, you know, there's two ways, there's a spring, which is, but then there's just enough, you distort a spring enough. I mean, it was, you're saying, I've other ways to distort it, because when you distort a spring enough, then now it's distorted. Now you, because Goyen came to the point where they distorted the...
I know, but I do know it says, I have to get hard to play for it, says, but I don't know. Sort of a general question. I just think that there's a here. There seems to be a version. I don't know how to.
But
did it chew in the necessary? No, the way we explained it, it is part of the power of it is the core of the per se. I don't know. Shuv is only worth from the shin to the base. In other words, if you knock down the power to the core when you went to the top, you can't go back. Maral says it. That. In other words, there has to be something left. Shachaim says his way. I mean, it's not
the top.
The top means like Mensa Shai Tumei, right? Exactly. When you've dissolved it from the outside, you've gone so far, you've dissolved.
Then you always go back. Back and forth.
Right, in other words, you never write it. It goes together. If you've gone all over, you've destroyed every last bit. That's pretty much it. But that's not all. That's
fine.
Okay, good deal. Good.
Would mean to back to court.
What?
But Chan Tokes of a right.
I think that Hazal has to be almost more explanations than like. Your brother's got the same way.
My father was a doctor. He got very upset. And he told him that. A few weeks later, he said he called him back. He said, you know, he told him that it's not dead.
How old? You have a few married ones?
Four.
Adam?
We have eight.
Then, oh, wow.
I said, man, call us cautious. I'm not sure what the whole call is. You have married?
What?
You're...
I have two unmarried. Seven married and two unmarried.
I'm down for
Everyone is up for the photo.
Way out, way, way out.